an interview with Alan Harris, author of Sports Superfans.
We've all seen them strutting or dancing around at sporting events, wearing colorful, eye-catching clothes or costumes and body paint in their team's colors. They spare no expense buying team souvenirs and traveling across the country to attend games. They prioritize attending team events over personal obligations, including weddings and funerals, and may even name a child after their team's coach. They're sports superfans, the subject of the new book by Alan Harris, whom I had the pleasure of interviewing. Alan, what is the motivation behind the disproportionate enthusiasm of sports superfans that you document in your book compared to that of average fans?
Fundamentally, I think it stems from a strong desire to be part of a group. It's related to our survival instinct. In ancient times, if your group ostracized you, it often meant death. In the case of sports superfans, the intensity of this primitive instinct manifests itself as a display of allegiance to sports teams in a big way.
I see. But doesn't such eccentric behavior put superfans at risk of being ostracized?
While it's certainly true that the behavior of superfans is eccentric, in their private lives, they're generally people who fit into society very well. One concept that helps to explain this two-sided personality is the theory of optimal distinctiveness, which holds that people have two conflicting needs, to fit in and to be distinctive. Everyone finds a compromise between these two contradictory impulses. Most people seek a balance that allows them to satisfy both needs in a reasonable way. Sports superfans, however, are different in that they seek to make a spectacle of themselves while still gaining acceptance from the group.
Isn't transitioning between extremely extroverted behavior at weekend sporting events and a monotonous office job during the week difficult for sports superfans?
Research confirms that it is. The intense personal investment that superfans feel for their team can cause chemical changes in the body. Studies on soccer professionals and soccer superfans have revealed that the increased hormone levels after a win and the decreased levels after a loss are the same in both groups. One fan I spoke with explained that when his team wins, the high lasts a week, but that after a loss, he can't sleep as memories of the game keep running through his head over and over, so he goes to work exhausted the next day.
Wow, that must really take its toll. Don't you think superfans are taking things too far?
I know what you mean, but I have a more positive take on them. Professional sports have assumed a central place in the social life of modern societies. They're one of the few things that everyone can connect with. In the diverse and inclusive world of sports fans, the enthusiasm of superfans is constructive energy that can really benefit society by helping to build bridges between all kinds of people.